From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Jonathan Jones reporting. Federal prosecutors have placed terrorism charges against the Uzbek immigrant accused of running down eight people with a truck in New York City on Tuesday. He is 29-year-old Saifullo Saipov. He was shot in the stomach by a policeman. He's been questioned in his hospital room. Charges against him include providing material support to a terror group. He allegedly drove a rented truck down a crowded bicycle path in downtown Manhattan, running over bike riders and pedestrians. Investigators who've questioned him say he planned the attack for weeks. They say he carried out the deadly 20-block drive in the name of the Islamic State and said he is proud of what he did. ISIS has urged its followers to do exactly what Saipov is charged with doing, use cars and trucks as weapons and drive them along busy pedestrian areas to kill as many people as possible. Tempers flared as U.S. lawmakers grilled Facebook, Twitter, and Google representatives about Russia's use of their platforms to spread disinformation during the 2016 presidential campaign. This is the Senate Intelligence Committee's senior Democrat, Mark Warner.
First of all, I hear all your words, but I have more than a little bit of frustration that many of us on this committee have been raising this issue since the beginning of this year. And our claims were frankly blown off by the leaderships of your companies, dismissed, said there's no possibility, nothing like this happening, nothing to see here.
The top attorneys for Facebook, Google, and Twitter appeared at a hearing before the committee on Wednesday. This is VOA News. Recent developments in corruption cases against South African President Jacob Zuma make it increasingly possible that his party will ask him to step down before the end of his term. However, Zuma continues to fight for his political life. VOA's Anita Powell has the story. From Johannesburg.
The many twists and turns in the ongoing, seemingly never-ending corruption scandals plaguing President Jacob Zuma are too long and complicated to summarize, says David Lewis, executive director of Corruption Watch. Highlights include a recent court ruling that 783 charges of corruption against Zuma, once dismissed by prosecutors, can be reinstated. He's also accused of allowing a wealthy Indian family, the Guptas, to choose ministers and otherwise wield extraordinary influence in his government. Lewis, who heads South Africa-based monitoring group, says he is concerned about where this saga has left the country after 8 years under Zuma.
One of the most critical impact of the whole saga, the whole state capture saga, is the extent to which key institutions have been damaged and the extent to which people loyal to the president and have been appointed to head critical state institutions from the National Prosecuting Authority to major state-owned enterprises, to South African Revenue Services, to many of the police agencies.
Anita Powell, VOA News, Johannesburg.
The United States is reported to be pursuing direct diplomacy behind the scenes with North Korea, despite the ongoing war of words between President Trump and the North. In an exclusive story published Wednesday, Reuters says it has learned from an unnamed State Department official that Joseph Yun, the U.S. Special Envoy to North Korea, has been speaking with diplomats stationed at the North's United Nations mission. The State Department's East Asia and Pacific Bureau spokesperson was asked about the news report, said, "The United States has the ability to communicate with North Korea through a variety of diplomatic channels. As a general matter, we don't discuss the details of private diplomatic conversations." And Britain's Defense Minister Michael Fallon has resigned after allegations of inappropriate behavior against him emerged. In his resignation letter, he said his previous conduct may have fallen below the high standards that we require of the armed forces. There's more on these and other late-breaking and developing stories from around the world, around the clock, at voanews.com and on the VOA News mobile app. I'm Jonathan Jones reporting from the world headquarters of the Voice of America in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.